We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning 15 lines from the top of Yud Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, if Yom Echad v'Shana is considered a year, or 30 days is considered a year, is learned to have the same pasuk. And the machlokes is how to learn up this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Mekroach Adarshu. It says in the pasuk by Noach, after the Mabel, and he's going to take the cover off the teva, it says in the pasuk, it happened in the 601st year, on the first day of the month, which is Machlekes, it means Nisan or Tishrei. It says, Chorvo Mayim al Aretz. The water dried up off the ground. Noach took off the cover of the Teva. The whole Adam was destroyed. It wasn't dried. It wasn't dry. It wasn't like dry. The floor was still muddy. But all the water was gone. It was horrible. Pnei Adam. Everything was destroyed. So what does it say? In the 601st year, we know the Mabul fell on the in his 600th year when he was 600 years old. It says when he was 601 years old, he took off the cover of the table. Now, we call him 601 years, even though it's one day into the year. Because if you hold that it's Tishrei, or Nisan, and that's the new year also for counting a person's lifetime years. So it calls already one day into the year, already calls him 601. Ramei Yisav, the Kati Yom Echad Hudayah B'Shana, it's only one day into the year, because Karo Leh Shana, and it's called the year. Shema Amino, we see from here, Yom Echad B'Shana Chash Hashana. See, one day of the year is called the year. V'idach, Rabbi Lazo, August Ramei, says, no, I don't see no Raya. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'iva Achas V'Sheish Mei Hashana. So Mei means, V'iva Achas is one day and Sheish Mei Hashana, and 600 years. It only says the word Shana on the 600th. V'idach, let's read it inside. Iksev v'sheish meyas v'achas shana. If it says 601 years, I understand. V'hashtach siv v'achas v'sheish meyas shana. Shana v'sheish meyas koi. Shana is going on 600 years. V'may achas aschalta d'achas koi. It means, and one day in. That's all it says. It doesn't say a year. Therefore, he argues on this drasha. So, because Ramei and Rav Loza had learned this pasuk. Ramei holds this as a makar. And Rav Loza says, no, it's not a makar. But Rav Elazar, my time, where does Rav Elazar say his idea that 30 days? My time. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Berishoin Be'echad L'Chaydash. It says in the same Pasuk, V'Achas V'Sheish Mei Hashanah, Berishoin Be'echad L'Chaydash. In Be'echad L'Chaydash. So he's in a darshan like this. Medekat Yem Echad Hu Da'al B'Chaydash, Akar L'Chaydash. We still call it one day B'Chaydash. The Rashash speaks out that it shouldn't have said Echa B'Chaydash. If one day the Chaydash is not Chash B'Chaydash, it should not have said Echa B'Chaydash. What should have it said? Dr. Rashash, interesting thing. Nearly the Ratz Lamed and Lav Halki Lo Ha'av Le'el Mechtav Ela B'Echad B'Loy Milas L'Chaydash. U'kidechsi V'Yachal Livnais B'Chaydash Hasheni V'Sheni. It says it should not say Echa B'Chaydash if it didn't mean to say that one day of a month is considered a month. So Rav Elazar agree that one day of a month is considered a month. And make a deal. Since when it comes to months, one day is considered a month already. So, 30 days of a year is considered a year. Just like chaydesh, whatever it's counted up to, you count months by days. Each day is considered a month. Shana also is for the month, or is for the way it's counted, which are months. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar's makar is from the same pasuk as Ramei. Ramei also the makar from pasuk is that one day is considered a year. Rabbi Elazar says, no, the 30 days is considered a year. Zokti Gmaravaita. We're not Gurus apprentices. Rashi's not Gurus that. Zokti Gmaravaita. Tanya. We're going to have machlekes here, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, a few different things. Of which events happened in the month of Nisan and which events happened in the month of Tishrei. And one of the main machlekes amar is Rabbi Eliezer holds B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, Rabbi Yeshua holds B'Nisan Nivra Olam. I was actually trying to think of a simon to remember who's what. So I thought of a simon, Rabbi Yeshua, Lashon Yeshua, when did Yeshua happen? Mitzrayim happened Nisan. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds B'Nisan Nivra Olam, and Rabbi Eliezer holds Tishrei Nivra Olam. So let's get inside. Tanya. The few different things, a bunch of different events, and some of them are agreed by both Ma'adiyamim, some of them are like this. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, but Tishrei Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishrei, which the Ran explains, it means Adam HaRishon was created on Tishrei. It means the world was started to be created on Chaf Hei El, and on Tishrei, Nivra Ayla means that Adam Rishon was created on Tishrei. Same thing with Nisan. It means Adam Rishon was created on that day. So with Tishrei Nivra Ayla, with Tishrei Nivra Ayla, the Avos, Avraham and Yaakov, were born in Tishrei. You see why I'm speaking that out in a second. But Tishrei Meis Avos, in Tishrei, the Avos died. They were born and died in the same month. But Pesach Noel Yitzchak. So it means, even though Avraham and Yaakov, according to Rav Eliezer, was born in Tishrei, but Pesach Noel Yitzchak. But Rosh Hashanah, Nifkud Sarah, Rachel Chana. Sarah, Rachel Chana were all Akaros. They couldn't have children. And Apidarach Ateva, they cannot have children. And Hashem remembered them on Rosh Hashanah. All Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, Hashem remembered them and gave them the power to become pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. It happened could be later on, but the Pekida, the Schus, that were given to them was on Rosh Hashanah. Yes, we'll talk about that on tomorrow's daf. We'll talk about that. It's Taisus talks about it. But Rashi says, Nifkud Sarah means, Bazer Chorim Matayvav Nigzal Leim Aroin, Vehine. Yosef came out of jail. That was when he came out of the jail to Paroi to interpret his dream. That was in Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah batla avoidam avisedim Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the Yidden stopped doing avoida work. They stopped working for the Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah. That means Taisus explains. Even though the Makkah started in Nisan, because the Mishpat, the Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chayidash, you know, they went out in Nisan, so it means the Makkah started a year before Nisan, but still it took 6 months until they were Pascha from Avodah. So Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodah Ma'aviseinu, B'Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu, that's Pashat, they came out of Mitzrayim. B'Tishrei Asidim Ligal. Tishrei is the month that Asidim, they're going to have Mashiach to come in Tishrei. So that's all Rab Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Shua Aymer, B'Nisan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nisan, so that's really one Afkamina. Or let's say Tishrei, he said Nisan. But Nisan no the Avos, another Afkamina. The heroes of Ram and Yaakov were also born in Nisan. But Nisan Meis Avos, and automatically Nisan is different also than Meis Avos because we said before Tishrei. But Pesach no Yitzchak, that everyone agrees to Pesach no Yitzchak. So the Rana already explains why they say Pesach no Yitzchak and says but Nisan no the Avos, all the same, all the Nisan. So he says because one is Mefurish when Pesach, the other one we're not sure what day in Nisan. That's the Ran speaks out. It's another Torah in the Ran also. But Rosh Hashanah, Nifkud Sarah, V'Rachel V'Chana. That's the same, like the Olam HaDiyama. But Rosh Hashanah, Yotzi Yosef is Asurim. He went out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Same thing like also, same like Rab Eliezer. But Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodah V'Avseidim Mitzrayim. It's also the same like Eliezer. That Rosh Hashanah, they stopped doing work for the Mitzrayim. Benisa Nigalu. And Benisa is illegal. It's not Afghan, it's not illegal. So, we have Machlekes of Shua Rab Eliezer. The one Machlekes is Benisa Nivroilam. Another machlekes is Benisa no the Avos and Meisu Avos. That means Avram and Yaakov. And the third or fourth nafkmina is Asidim Ligal is Benisa on according to Rav Eliezer, not according to Rav Yeshua. So the Ran later on to Zayin has a question. He says Bishlam, if you learn like Rab Eliezer the Tishrei Nivra Olam, that's what Adam Rishon was born. We understand why Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Hashanah. The din is on Rosh Hashanah. That was the day the world started, the person was created. So every year on his anniversary, we adon him. We understand we adon him. And if I care, he says that the world was created on Chaf El. He says in Barcelona, the minig was to start waking up a slich as a Chaf El. Why? Because that's when the world was really created. But he says, what do you do? Akat Tmili, Tenich, the Rabbi Yezah, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Ambanis, and the Rabbi Yezah, Akat, the Kushlo Duch, the Lama, the Rosh Hashanah, Yosef, Mashar, Yamim. What's special about Rosh Hashanah? Why then do we have the din? And for the Ran, he says, since we know that Yom Kippur was his man hukva la kapara v'slicha, because Hashem was misratza on the eagle on that day, therefore Hashem was geyser that you should nidim Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, right, and if not, you have till Yom Kippur to get a kapara, and that is the reason why we have Rosh Hashanah according to Rabbi Yeshua, why we have Rabbi Yeshua at this time of the year.